Greetings, friends. You're listening to the Soul Real podcast, where we're sharing only deep and meaningful and real vibes about life. This is Soul Man, and I hope you enjoy this episode on the logic of fear and faith. We all want to live our lives with a feeling of freedom and happiness and joy and beauty, adventure, fullness. Everybody deep down wants to live their life with that fullness, yeah? The only thing that really keeps us from living in the full beauty of what our lives can be is fear. It's only when we have a sense of fear of things going wrong or of getting hurt, a fear of the unknown. These things make us close ourselves off from the fullness of life, from the beautiful opportunities that may come, the beautiful gifts and blessings and adventures that might come. It's we who close ourselves off from that because of fear. Now, fear is seemingly justified most of the time. In this world that we live in, where there's so much violence and aggression and madness and things that can hurt you, sensibly our logical mind, trying to protect us, says that fear is a good thing. The fear is what is keeping us safe. But friends, I think that in many cases, in most cases, maybe even always, fear is actually illogical even. And I want to just give a story to kind of illustrate that. So recently, I was taking a run nearby where I live, and when I go and run there, it's a big field, and it's not manicured, it's not taken care of, so it's kind of wild. The grass is kept down because they have buffalo come and graze the grass, but it's somewhat wild, you know? And when I go and run there, I like to go barefoot, because I like the feeling of the grass under my feet, and well, there's a lot more to it than that, but I'll get into that later. But when I go and run there, I go barefoot. So recently, I was taking a run there. And was making a few laps, you know. And maybe on the third or fourth lap, I was running full speed. And I stepped real hard on a big, fat, dread thorn. And this was like, not just a... This was a like a immortel or a silk cotton thorn. For those of y'all who don't know what a immortel or silk cotton thorn looks like, basically it is as wide as it is long. Yeah, just a big dread pyramid of sharp thorn. So I was running and stepped on that and it went right up my foot, you know. Obviously, real friggin' hurt. So, logically, a sensible mind would say, well, if you were wearing shoes, if you wear shoes, then this won't happen. So if you want to protect yourself from the danger of this thing happening, then it's logical you should wear shoes. But also me reflecting on it in my mind, when I go there and run, let's say, for example, I probably take maybe about 10,000 steps while I'm running, taking these laps. Out of those 10,000 steps, one step is a bad step. So logically, sensibly, it is more logical to take those other 9,999 steps into account to say that this is 9,999 reasons why I don't need to take any precaution. Why would the 0.01% or whatever is the math of it step be the reason to take a precaution? Well, the thing is that, okay, if I was to take the precaution and wear the shoes, then I would be safe from stepping on the thorn, it's true. But there's so much richness, subtle richness to be experienced in all of the steps of going there barefoot, feeling the coolness of the grass or the softness of mud or feeling the different textures of the earth beneath my feet. There's so much more richness to experience there, going there barefoot. That's why I like to go there barefoot. It's a whole sensory, beautiful experience, you know? So if I was to listen to the sensible voice of precaution, which is really the voice of fear, then I would take action to protect myself And by doing that, I would actually be closing myself off from experiencing the full richness of what that experience could be. But really, it is more logical. There is more reason to believe that there is no danger than there is to believe that there is danger. Whether it is running on a field like that, or in our life, in our world. Friends, I think that in the culture that we live in, particularly through the media, through the news, we are made to feel as if every single step of life has thorns. When you listen to the news, all you hear is the thorn stories. You don't hear about the other million safe or beautiful moments that people have experienced that day. Or, you know, you hear a story of somebody going to the beach and getting robbed. And that seems to justify thinking that the beach is an unsafe place to go, it's dangerous. But Dredd, what about the other 364 days when nobody got robbed on the beach? The actual thorns of life are always a small minority. There is way more goodness and beauty of life than there is the thorns. It is more logical to believe that there is safety than there is danger. There is more reason to be barefoot than there is to wear the shoes. Going barefoot is more vulnerable to danger. But in that vulnerability, there is more of an openness, an opportunity to experience a deeper beauty, a deeper richness, a deeper fullness in any experience. There's more to it than, using this as an example, right? You run. There's more to it, running barefoot, than just the sensory experience under the soles of the feet. But there is a deep mental, emotional experience that comes with it, because going there with that openness of vulnerability and stepping and taking 9,999 beautiful steps, each one of those beautiful steps is an affirmation of the goodness of life. Each one of those steps is a reason for faith, an affirmation for faith, an affirmation to know that I can trust in the goodwill of life. There is way more reason to trust that life is good, that the will of life is good, than there is reason to believe it's the opposite. So, choosing the vulnerability of running barefoot like that is a more rich, full sensory experience, as well as a mental, emotional, spiritual experience that makes you more in tune with life. It even opens the heart to be a bigger and a better person because you grow in faith. If I was to listen to the voice of fear, of precaution, and do the sensible thing to wear the shoes, then sure, I will be protected. Sure, I will be safe from experiencing the pain of a thorn, but I will also be safe from experiencing the deeper beauty, the sensory beauty, the spiritual, emotional beauty, and I will be safe from deepening, affirming faith, trust in the goodwill of life, which is what, at the deepest level, allows us to live with that fullness of joy, adventure, and beauty and goodness that we want. Every single step that we take in life, you know, using again this metaphor of running, but every single moment in our life is a step forward. And in every single step forward, it is a step of faith, because we really don't know what will happen. But if we take each step with that sense of faith, then we can allow ourselves to be open to the full beauty and experience of each step. If we listen to the voice of fear, then either we will not take any step forward, or we will take a step forward with so much protection around our heart, around our life, that we don't allow ourselves to actually experience the beauty of the possibility of each new step and each new moment. Now, we still can't deny that there is still thorns on the road, and there is still pain that will come. But I think even in knowing that, actually in knowing that, there is a deep beauty that comes. A beauty that you're not able to experience if you, in this example, were to just wear shoes. That is that running like that and knowing that there is a possibility of danger, it makes you more present to be aware of what is happening around you, to be looking out, to be aware, to be totally present in that moment. Your mind focused in that moment. Maybe my mind had drifted in that moment, which is what caused me to step on that thorn, but it was hidden in grass and thing too, right? So I couldn't see it. But having the potential, the possibility for pain in a way makes us more present. And like that presence again makes us more available to the richness of life. Because running barefoot like that with the possibility of danger and having to be mindful to look ahead to see what may be on the path and sometimes maybe to slow down because it is more dangerous, that makes you also notice way more things around you because you're more present. You tend to notice what is on the ground around you, some small beautiful flower, insignificant flower that you may not have ever seen if you were just trudging through. And in many ways, having that knowledge of the potential of danger makes you so present that all of the hidden beauties of life reveal themselves more to you. Again, if you were to simply take the safe, protected path, then there would be no reason to really slow down and experience things that you may not have. You could say, sure, that by your choice, you can choose to just slow down and experience things, which is true. But I think that deeply psychologically, having some sense of vulnerability to danger, deeper parts of your brain and your senses are open. So there's just a richness that you can't experience any other way than by coming with that sense of openness and vulnerability. But, okay, you take your shoes off, you run, you're open, you're more vulnerable, you have 9,999 beautiful steps, you're more aware, things are happening, life is beautiful, and then you do step on the thorn. The pain does come eventually. But do you know what happens in your body when you step on a thorn? Remember again, this is just an example, yes, but when you step on a thorn, that spot where you stepped on the thorn, as your body heals, it adapts and that spot becomes harder, becomes stronger. Also, your immune system fighting off whatever bacteria and stuff that was in that thorn, your immune system it becomes stronger, it develops more antibodies to be able to protect itself in the future against thorns like this. So by stepping on that thorn, your feet have become stronger and harder and less vulnerable to the thorns, and your immune system has become stronger. Your body has actually become better. It has adapted because of stepping on the thorn. So even in that one out of 9,999 steps, it is a bad step. You have grown. So is it even a bad step? Your body has become stronger, has become better because of that one bad step. And your body would not have become stronger. You wouldn't have had the stimulus to grow if it wasn't for that supposed bad step. In your body growing, you're more able to step like that in the future and it will hurt less. It will be less dangerous. And each consecutive time, less and less and less, the body adapts, the body becomes stronger. Through the painful experience, it creates a stimulus for growth that makes you stronger. So the voice of fear, the logical, sensible voice of fear, says, look, something bad happened. Protect yourself. Don't let this happen again in the future. Close yourself off. That way you will stay safe, you will stay protected, and you won't have to face this pain again. The voice of faith says, every single step is an opportunity to know that life is good. There's beauty in every single step. There's so much richness and magic to experience in each step of life. There is danger on the steps of life. So open your eyes, be aware, see the beauty and the mystery that is around you. And know that if you are to experience the pain and the challenges of life, these too are good steps, because these help you to grow in ways that the comfortable steps never could. This poem is called Knee Deep in Life. I want to live knee deep in my own life, to come home to evening's table, clothes soiled, dirt beneath my nails, chest full of cherished treasures, stories eager to tell. I want to lean precariously over the edges of myself, to make leaps just one beat too big for me, so that each time I reach the other side, my trust widens in the goodwill of life. I want to participate fully in my life, in my world, to feast my eyes, feast my ears, feast my heart and soul on the special flavor, grace of this and this and this unfolding moment. Not to spectate from the golden throne of my regal sensibility that stays behind the walls of security, nor be caught in my intellect's shallow safety nets that say it's safer not to live than to live, nor be hypnotized by comfort's friendly pendulum that says stay warm under covers, it's no great wonder to be awake. No, I want to be awake. I want to be alive. I want to live knee deep in my own life. So friends, in this great field of life, are you listening to the logic of fear or to the logic of faith? Are you going with your shoes off, with your heart open to experience all of the beauty and the magic and the adventure of life? With your heart open to the pain and the challenges of life to help you to grow and to become stronger and better? Or are you going with shoes on, with a hardened heart, with defense systems, with barbed wire, with walls? Or will you take the safe path that for sure lacks the possibility of danger, but also lacks the possibility for the full beauty and significance in life? Or will you take the path of faith and be open and vulnerable to all of the beauty and danger of life, and live with the full joy, significance, and beauty that your soul desires?